Hey y'all, welcome to Arwen's Cauldron. I'm Arwen, and I am your host for this podcast. Now, today we're going to do episode 1 of Share and Spell. You know, like share and spill. Ha ha. So I want to tell y'all about a spell, but first I want to tell you why I wrote it. Okay? Now, this spell was written, my gosh, I can't remember how long ago it was. Oh, gosh. Well, anyway, it was a long time ago. I think it was in the 1990s. So, this was about releasing negativity. And those of you who, who know me will know that I'm pretty much not a negative person. Oh, well, some people think that, right? They think because I'm a seek joy, y'all, and a joy-seeking professional, that I never have a sad moment in my life. Cue the unicorns and the rainbows and the pink light. Did you see them? Okay. So, yeah, no. I am a diagnosed massive unipolar depression person with anxiety as a topper. Yeah. Go me. But I work on that, right? I try to not go there. But I still do. Everybody does, I think. I think it's just, you know, all the time. So we have negativity. We have positivity. I'm going to yawn again. I don't know where that's coming. It's almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Must have missed my nap. But there was a time when I had so much negativity in me that I was a gleeful participant on an email list called Witch Wars. When that one kind of went boom, who knows why, we started Witch Wars 2. And yeah, I was on that one too. And we dogpiled, y'all. We were mean. We were bitchy. Men and women included. You know, bitch is a gendered slur. But I know that most of us use it as non-gendered. I try not to. Anyway, we were all heinous waste of air and good water. You know, just mean. And during that time, I kind of realized that I didn't like who I was, right? I didn't enjoy that person. And this was before Joy Seeker, okay? This Joy Seeker came about 2009, 2006, somewhere in that area. And this was, you know, 90s upwards. I don't think it was in the 80s. Could have been. I'm old. But I needed something that I could do myself without a lot of extra stuff. I didn't want to have, you know, a pantry spell gone mad. This doesn't even include any pantry stuff. This is a completely lithospheric spell. You like that? Lithospheric? I'm using words I learned in my geography class, y'all. This, right now I'm learning them. So, what do you do if you want to release negativity? You know, there's a whole lot of things. This is just one way. And my reasoning for doing it was I really needed, what is it? I needed to get to the point of understanding how I could deal with negativity. Sometimes not even negativity that I knew why I was negative. Okay, so let's talk about this spell and how you can do it. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can do this. And at the end, I'll talk about some other ways you can prevent negativity from yourself in a self-healing way. So this is a negativity releasing spell by Arwen Nightstar. And that is my magical name. I know, I just told my magical name on the microphone. It's okay, many people know it. So you need two things. Now, here's a couple of ways you can do it. You need two rocks. They can be any color you want. It doesn't matter. Name one with a happy smile, or write on it with a happy smile, with a happy smile, Arwen. That would be right on it with a marker. I would use one that's a water soluble so you can wipe it off later, because you don't want to... I'll just tell you why later. In this one, I said use a piece of obsidian, use a piece of rose quartz, both being, you know, at least an inch or so. And I am going to vary from that and say any stones, because this spell with obsidian and rose quartz would be using black or obsidian as negative and rose or light pink as positive. That's racist, y'all. I don't, you may not think so. I think it is. Not the pink so much, but the black being bad is a very racist concept. You know, if you think about it, black is comforting, being wrapped up in somebody else's arms where you feel safe. There's so many things about black that are not negative that I just don't want to add anything to that, you know? It's a racist deal. I'll just leave it at that. Hush, Arwen. No. Okay. So, you want to get two stones, either crystals, whatever you want, okay? Whatever you associate with it. A quartz crystal, clear quartz, would serve really well for the negative piece because it needs to absorb it, okay? Now, timing of this doesn't matter, right? It's just not important. If you want to work with timing, try Dark of the Moon, you know, try looking up hours and days. I don't really work with that, so I don't have a real clear idea of what it would look like. Now, so you've got your stones, you've got your time. Now you need to make sure you're doing this when you're home alone or where you're where something making a lot of noise will not untrack. I can't read my own stuff, y'all. Okay, you will want to do this when you're at home alone or somewhere where a great deal of noise will not attract undue attention. Because to do this spell correctly, you're going to be yelling, you're going to be screaming, you might be crying. You're going to be putting it all out there on a plate, okay? I've done this in my car because I'll go park my car somewhere. It's way far away from stuff and just, whatever I need to. I was covering up a yawn then. Now, hold your negativity absorber in your power hand. Now, your power hand is the hand you would sign a contract with if you're ambidextrous. For the rest of us, it's your hand you write with. Okay, that's your power hand. You're going to put that rock in your rock hand, and you're going to think about your negativity. And you're going to look at where this negativity could have come from. And you're going to trace that back. Now, this takes time. Don't think you're going to get this done in a minute or five. Don't fool yourself. Keep going back. You know, I've done tarot readings where I'd lay a card down for you, what's happening right now. And then instead of going, what's going to happen next? I look at what happened before this. What happened before that? And I kind of try to trace it back. I've done this for a client who had a lot of issues going on in anxiety area and couldn't figure out why. We got back to some things that I said, you know, if what's going on here is what we both think it is, this is something you need to explore with a trained therapist. I'm not a mental health provider. Some would say I'm a mental health disturber. I'm okay with that. But don't analyze. Don't say, well, why is that? How did I get there? Don't feel guilty for feeling angry at any person or thing or situation. Okay? You get to be mad right now. Nobody's judging you. Nobody's looking at you. Nobody can hear you while you're doing this work, okay? So, feel all that anger and sadness, the depression, guilt, shame, anything else that comes up. Let it boil. Let yourself get so mad. Hold on to that rock and focus all of your force into the stone. Scream. Get romping, stomping, mad. Jump up and down. Spit if you're a spitter. Don't come around me and spit. Curse. Yell. Do whatever it takes to emotionally explode. Explode, not implode. This is getting it out. This is not taking it in. Got me? Okay. Now, don't worry about the stone. The stones absorb shit all the time. And in fact, some stones like to absorb this stuff because they're going to take it and they're going to spread it back out. They're going to take it down to Mama Earth and say, woohoo, you got this, Mom. And that's true, okay? Now, really, you've been focusing on this. You're really diving into it. If you aren't exhausted, if you aren't feeling totally empty, you need to do more. You need to sit there more. Focus more. Get more into that. Cry until you've snot cried. You know, whatever it takes for you to do. This is about getting rid of stuff. And you don't want to hang on to the little shit. Because that's just, you know, little shit. Okay. When you feel empty, when you feel done, I want you to throw that rock as far from you as possible. Wait, don't do it yet. If you're inside your house or your car or a friend's house, generally speaking, it's frowned upon to throw a rock really hard. Okay? Go outside. And you can just, if you don't have time to take it somewhere, just put it in a brown paper sack, roll it up and set it aside. You can take it and toss the rock, not the bag, into a river later. Okay? Because the river will carry it away. That water will wash through it. Now, turn your back on that stone. I mean, physically get up and turn your back on it. No one else is going to find it and get all your stuff. Don't worry about that. It will leach back into the earth via the stream. The water will take it out. Assuming you threw it into a river. If you didn't, it's just earth to earth and it goes down, right? It's part of there's a constructive process for earth building and a destructive process. So this is part of the destructive, and it's perfectly welcome in that cycle. Now, once you've turned your back, I want you to take 3 large steps away, if you're in a place where you can do that motion. If not, don't worry about it. Take a deep breath, okay? And here's how I want you to take the deep breath. I want you to take it in. 3, 4. I want you to hold it for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I want you to let it out for 6. And this is a slow count. This is a 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, really watch the count and do this anywhere from 3 to 6 times, even 8 if you need to, until you feel calm. Now you're going to sit down, you're going to lie down, you're going to get comfy, right? You're going to get wherever you need to be and have that other stone in your receiving hand. Now, if your power hand was your right hand, your receiving hand is your left hand, okay? And vice versa, all the way down the line. Got it? Now, if you've got pink quartz, think about the color of that quartz. If not, think about what color makes you feel the safest. What images bring you hope and joy and love and good stuff, right? Remember that everything has a purpose. And that you are a good person. I want to say that again. Everything has a purpose, and you are a good person. This stone is going to be a physical representation of your heart. Pour love into it, pour happiness into it, pour joy into it. Okay. and tell it all your dreams, all your hopes, all of the things you love. Speak into this rock. You know, you can do it verbally. You're still alone. Sing it a song you love. You may feel silly, but that's okay. Keep doing it. Now, when you feel like you've done all you can of telling this stone dreams and hopes and stories and songs and loves, put it in a safe spot, like your pocket, and have a cup of something that makes you happy. You know, tea, coffee, whiskey, maybe another cup, but do what makes you happy. Think of this stone as a battery for your heart, okay? And our hearts need to get some extra juice sometimes, right? They need to be reminded that they're okay, they're good, that, you know, we're not a ugly bad person like some of the internet would make us think. Sorry. I always do that. Raspberry on them. And this is a spell that you can do again and again and again. And I'm going to tell you, you only need one rock for each of those times, because you're going to keep that heart rock and you're going to let it continue to store for you. This is also a fun, you can do a fun twist on this and help a child do this. You know, if they're getting bullied at school or they're really mad, you can say, this is your mad stone. I want you to go in your room. I want you to stomp around and tell that mad stone why you're so mad. And only the stone's going to hear, you know, and you won't get in trouble for anything you say. I mean, you have to work that out with yourself as a parent. I'm not a parent. I've never had the pleasure. I have stepkids and I adore them, but they were all pretty much grown when I came into their lives. The youngest was like 14. But, you know, you let them have that and then take them a pretty stone or a stuffed toy they love and say, and this is whomever, and this is where you're going to tell all your happiness to, all your joys, all your good things. Like, do you feel good after having it out about your mad? Tell this that, you know. And you don't have to do all the woo, 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 witchy stuff for the child, but, yeah, it works. It's sympathetic magic, and that's what the best magic in the world is the sympathetic kind. Now, I told you I'd talk a little bit at the end about some other negativity spells you can do. This one is actually, oh my God, aimed at somebody who's gossiping about you or just bad-mouthing you, right? On the internet, anywhere. Best if you have their handwriting. Okay, just a little piece of scrap paper. You don't need anything, but just like ripped out in their handwriting. Now, in this digital age, right, you may need to take a picture of them off the internet and print it. This is not a death spell, people. This wouldn't even work in a death spell. But I want you to take whatever you've got that represents this person. Roll it up in a tube. It needs to be paper. And tie it. No, this one isn't tied. Don't tie it. Put it aside. Grab, if you're a baker, make some bread dough. If you're not a baker, woohoo, buy a box of Bisquick, buy a bag of frozen biscuits, you know, and just make one single biscuit or let one single biscuit thaw out. Because what you're going to do with that paper is you're going to put it inside the bread dough. Then you're going to bake it at the directions as directed on the box. Or, you know, if you know how to bake, then you know how to bake it. When it's finished, and you don't want to bake this with anything else, okay? Just bake this by itself. So if you're a loaf maker, you know, tear off a small bit of the bread and make a mini loaf. And next, what you're going to do is you're going to cook it. And when it's done, take it out and put it out for the birds. Don't tear it up. That's important. You're going to just leave the bread out. And the whole point of this is that as the birds peck the pieces away, so they peck away at the gossip and the bullshit being spread about you until it ends. And it is a very good way of ending gossip. Trust me, I've used it. And if anybody out there is going, oh my God, she's not a Wiccan, she does evil spells. Baby, a Wiccan is not all white light and a fluffy bunny, okay? I can be as fluffy bunny as the next of them, and I love to be a fluffy bunny. But there are times when you need to pull out those fluffy bunny teeth and let people know your rabbit is a velociraptor. Okay, somebody had to have laughed at that joke. But this is a really good way to get rid of gossip in a harmful to neither way, okay? You're not harming yourself. You're not harming somebody else. Just get it done. Now, I got a lot of ideas about karma, but let's just say that I don't think karma is instant. You can't just add retribution and stir. Okay, yeah, there's an article out there that I wrote that starts with that. So that's another way to deal with negativity. And if you want to know some more negativity spells or even just spells that you want to learn about, you know, let me know. If they're manipulative, I'm not going to do them. You know, I'm just going to probably respond and say, this is not a spell that I would do. So, I don't want to do that because in my personal belief, what I do to somebody else is still stuck to me. Because like if I send healing, I've got a friend in the hospital right now and I've been sending them healing. But that attaches me to that person. Okay. And it has. I have found myself more invested in finding out what's going on, more invested in asking their partner what can be done. So it's like love spells, right? Or hexes. You do that and you're more invested in what's happening. Yeah. So, let me know about other spells you want to hear about. I would love to do them with you. I would love to work them up for you. And, you know, have a chat about it. I'm really interested in doing those things. So, remember, I love you. I don't think we hear it enough. I don't think we say it enough. I love you. And I want you to feel that. Feel that really, really right in your chest and your solar plexus, man. Because that's where emotion comes in and it's good. That's the good stuff. Okay? And I'm your host, Arwen Nightstar. Or Arwen Lynch Poe, whoever you care. And thank you so much for joining me. I really enjoyed it. Seek joy, y'all. Bye-bye.